How do you give your online customers the same personalized experience they get when they shop in a store? AdeptMind uses AI technology and advanced digital search tools to pull key search indicators from customer reviews, social media, and influencer content, which provides additional context to customer search terms and helps customers quickly and easily find what they are really looking for when shopping your website. Learn more at AdeptMind.ai.
Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, Editor-in-Chief of Total Retail. I am joined on today's episode by Sachin Shroff, the Vice President of Loyalty and CRM at Michaels. Sachin and I are here at the CRMC show in Chicago, where Sachin gave a presentation earlier this week, and we're going to have a couple questions for him about that. So thank you for joining me, Sachin.
Thank you, Joe. Happy to be here.
So you talked a little bit during your presentation around how Michaels is using personalization to optimize the performance of its loyalty program. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And maybe a second part to that is if you have an example or two that you might be able to share.
Yeah, absolutely. Would love to, Joe. Before I answer that question, let me give you a little bit of when personalization actually is very effective. One of the things with personalization is you have to do it on scale. So if you have millions of customers, you need to be able to personalize to those millions of customers. And to do that, you have to have the right technology and platform to do it. So at Michaels, what we did when we embarked on this journey for personalization is we did a significant investment, one, into a customer data platform that allows us to get a 360 view of the customer. Second, a tools to personalize the content across all channels, whether it's email, SMS, text, push notification, or online. And finally, we invested in a language optimization model that allows us to create content specific to the emotions of the customer. So it could be inspiration content, it could be safety content, whatever is relevant. Once you have this infrastructure in place, Now what you can do is you can do test and learn on steroids. It's not A-B test, one test at a time. You can do multiple tests at the same time and figure out what actually works, what content, what emotion works for the customer. And then it's a continuous test and learn. That's what helps us continuously improve and get better at our personalization.
Yeah, that's a great point around establishing that technology infrastructure first. Maybe talk a little bit about the level of collaboration between teams to get to that point, and then and then obviously before you communicate with the customer, that internal work needs to be done first.
No, absolutely. So one thing I would say is really a top-down approach, an investment into these technologies, a buy-in from top management saying that we do believe in personalization, that it will move the needle for the business. That's one. And two is you're spot on. Really, it's a cross-functional. For example, I'll tell you, when it comes to our copy and the engine we have invested in creating the right kind of content, the vendor actually works more tightly with our copy team than with the CRM and loyalty team, because they are the one who actually write the content for the program. When it comes to marketing, the right kind of call to action on the images and the products that we show, what kind of call to action it should be, that all comes directly from that engine. Yeah. So you're absolutely right. Getting all these teams onboarded with the technology that we're invested in and how to make those processes easy instead of you being the middleman is trying to connect directly with the right stakeholders, that's what makes it successful.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the Michaels customer and kind of their role in, you're collecting feedback about them, but also I imagine they're offering their own feedback and they're telling you what they like, what they potentially don't like. So talk a little about the role that customer feedback plays into the loyalty and CRM efforts at Michaels and maybe what the customers value most about it.
Yeah, I love this question, by the way. I'm glad you asked this question because I don't think we put enough importance to what the customer thinks and we should do more. So there are two ways we collect feedback. One is whenever you go to the Michaels store or online and make a purchase, there is a survey that gets triggered as part of the post-purchase journey. And in that survey, we are asking a lot of questions as it relates to their experience in the store, their experience with the product selection there was, but we are also asking questions related to loyalty. So a lot of questions related to, did you end up using a loyalty voucher? Mm-hmm. Or did you end up seeing this product in one of the loyalty emails that you got? And very specific questions. And that feedback all gets collected and shared with the stakeholders like myself on a weekly basis. So I literally go through 1,000 responses a week, kind of mining through, and really learning. And to me, that is so insightful because, one, it tells you if there is any problems in your loyalty program that you haven't uncovered.
If you see that trending.
Yeah. And B, it tells you what are people looking for in the future. So that is the great. The other way we do a feedback is every 3 months we do a survey to our loyalty database. So this is more about trying to establish what we call the NPS score. Like, what is the satisfaction score with the loyalty program across our entire base? So those are kind of the two ways we go about getting customer survey.
So with these processes in place, then my next question is around how you're measuring performance and how you hold yourselves accountable. Can you talk a little bit about what Michaels is doing to better understand the performance of its personalization efforts? What's working, what may not be working, what needs to be tweaked? Talk a little bit about kind of that measurement process. Yeah.
And I pride myself on this particular one, the measurement piece, because my background is in analytics and data.
Okay, so you're a data guy.
Yeah, I'm a data guy. So there are two ways we measure. One is when you're trying to optimize a certain elements within a channel, whether it's email, SMS, online, what you're trying to do there is you're trying to see what is the best creative in that piece, like top of the email or bottom of the email, wherever it might be. So you can do a lot of A-B testing just to understand what piece is resonating most at that week or during that promotion. So that's easy to measure. Mm-hmm. But here's what we have done. We are actually able to measure the impact of the whole personalization impact. And the way we have done that is every month, it's on a monthly basis, mm-hmm. we held out a control group. And all we do for the control group is we think of them as if we don't know anything about them.
Okay.
So all the communication they get are not influenced by personalization because we have taken out all the attributes for that held out group.
Yeah. So they're just like, treated as a generic mass group.
There you go. Perfectly. So then we are comparing the performance of that control group and comparing it to the people, similar people, who are receiving all the personalization. And that's how we are able to measure what lift personalization is causing to the business.
You've talked about this a little bit. I'm going to key in on one particular point around the technology infrastructure that you've built in terms of the cross-channel behavior of your customers and how you're personalizing across channels. You give the example, somebody looking online maybe before they come into a Michaels store or they're on their phone or the app. Tell us a little bit about how technology is allowing you to personalize those customer touch points, particularly across channels.
Yeah. So there are two aspects to it. One is we have invested in a campaign management software. So all the orchestration of the communication happens through that one software. So when the communication goes out, I pretty much know when they received their last email, when they received their last text or direct mail. Mm-hmm. So we are able to coordinate that entire, orchestrate that communication through that software. But the other thing which is interesting here, which you call out, is how do you take that personalization to different channels? Mm-hmm. And what I'll tell you is, we are pushing our vendors, actually. And a use case I'll tell you is we have been very successful in doing personalization within the email space.
Okay.
But now we are pushing our vendors to do, create technology that allows us to do personalization in push and SMS. Yeah. In the past, personalization and SMS was just creating 20 different variations. Well, today, you have to dynamically refresh that content. So we are actually in a pilot with one of our vendors where when they receive the text at that time, when the URL gets, the bitlink gets called upon, how do you personalize the content at that real time? So, I would say the technology is evolving. Mm-hmm. And because we are on the forefront of it, we are definitely pushing our vendors to come up with technology that will allow us to do this real-time personalization across channels.
Yeah. And to your point, I think email is traditionally, that's the older channel, let's say, with more and more retailers such as Michaels using text and push notifications, segmenting and then personalizing those messaging. That's something that you guys are working towards as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then lastly, I'm going to ask you, Sachin, about looking ahead. What is Michaels doing to improve the effectiveness of your loyalty and CRM efforts? Kind of what's on the roadmap and what are the opportunities that you're focusing in on?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we are always thinking about what's next for our customers. Two things come to my mind. One is Today, Michael's program is just one tier, does not have multiple tiers. And we just launched it 9 months back. But our customers already, we are already seeing our very loyal customers want to be treated a little bit more differently.
Yeah.
So we are thinking about a premium tier for our most loyal customers. That's one thing that's on the mind. The other thing we are thinking about is just in terms of increasing share of wallet is the integration with credit cards, where we create a Michael's credit card so that it will tie in with our loyalty program. Those are some of the things we have in mind to do in the future.
For that potential premium tier, is there a different benefit analysis that you're going to do? Like, here's the benefits that this premium tier wants more of. They're willing to pay for that, possibly. Is that kind of some of the things that you're looking into?
Yeah, that is all on the tables. We are doing a lot of customer research to understand what our customers would like in that premium tier, whether it's a paid premium tier, whether it's, you kind of earn yourself to that premium tier. Those are options all on the table. And then, yeah, the reward structure would also be even better. Because for the level of customers.
Great. Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank Sachin Shroff, the Vice President of Loyalty and CRM at Michael's, for joining us on this episode of Total Retail Talks. Thank you, Sachin.
Thank you very much. It was fun.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcast for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.
Personalize your online shopping experience and bring the key benefits of offline shopping online with AdeptMind's advanced discovery technology. Learn more at adeptmind.ai.